information is to introduce a new colleague. I don't know whether he's new or old, but he's very familiar to all of us here. It's Mr. Junius Osaso. He joined us as the diagnostic platform manager. So, Junius, welcome back to the family.
Thanks, Apolline. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
When I left 5 years ago, I said I was going to miss the people of Ilri and the culture of Ilri. So I'm glad to be back. I've also met a few new faces, and I look forward to working with you. While I was away, the squash team did do quite well. But I'm now back to give you the support you need to beat some of the teams that were playing around when I was away. Thank you very much.
Welcome back, Coach. So, I was saving the best for the last. So, it's really my great pleasure to inform you that as of yesterday, one of our colleagues, Dr. Geraldine Mukeshimana from Rwanda, was appointed Minister of Agriculture and Animal Resources. So I received the information this morning. She called me this morning. She was shaking just like I'm shaking also. She was very scared to talk because she was torn between a place that she calls home, Becker and Ilri, and a new place where she has the opportunity to impact on the whole country. So this appointment is, we're saddened to lose very talented scientists, but people say you have to pay for your own sins. I think she was extremely good, and that's why she's been snatched to be leading the whole agricultural portfolio in the country. It means a lot to us. It's going to be an opportunity for us to have connections right to the top in a country where things are happening and everyone is enjoying seeing the development in Rwanda. So this is really fresh from the press, I would say. I think there will be many other communications. She went to Rwanda. She told me she didn't know what was in the development. She was invited from the very high level, some invitation that you cannot say no to. And the moment she was appointed, she has no access to any. She had no access to any communication. And the first time she was able to reach her phone was this morning. And she sends greetings to everyone. And she will be back. She has her first cabinet meeting on Monday to meet with new staff. And it's so very timely and very fortunate that we have a sizable group of colleagues attending a leadership workshop in Rwanda next week. So if you have flowers for Geraldine, we have people who can carry. If you have good messages or whatever you want to send to Geraldine, we have people who can hand deliver that. If she has a moment to sneak out and talk to people, I'm sure she will. So really, this information also tells us that we are able to attract the best. We are not just hiring people who have good CVs, we are attracting people who not only can deliver for us but are also shining out there. So I think we have to use this as a ladder to climb really higher. So I want to invite Shirley to say a few words, and I think the communication team is crafting a message that we have to send to Geraldine, congratulatory message, and how we miss her and how we are counting on her to reach high places. Thank you so much for supporting Geraldine here. I think the support that you gave her here to shine as a scientist really earned her this position really high up. We are doing very well, and thank you so much on her behalf. I talked to her husband, I talked to her daughter also, who is very upset that she's going to change school. I told her, no, please, sometimes in the future you'll realize the trouble you went through and it was worth it. Thank you so much.
So very little to add except to join in
congratulating Geraldine from all of us at Elwy. I think we're all extremely proud of her. I was just winding up a few things just now to come to coffee time, and I saw a message in my email from Apollonia, breaking news. I said, I better read this before I go to coffee time. And as I opened it, Apollonia also came in my door and said, have you seen my message? So great excitement on this. And I think what Apollonia just said, we attract the best. We love to see the best people here doing their best. We also love to be part of bringing out the best in people so that we see this kind of thing happening. People come as the best. They go even better to greater things. It's really significant, I think, as well, that just last week we were talking about Elwy at 40, and we were saying we want some high profile alumni to come and speak at these events. Let's think about the Minister of Agriculture in Rwanda. So I think we might have a good link there, a little bit of perhaps social capital, and we can hope that Geraldine will be able to join us for those celebrations and be recognised as part of that as well. So that's really, really great news. Let's all send our congratulations. As Apollonia said, if you want to send something physically, there's people going to Kigali on Monday. But I'm sure many messages also from all of us at Elwy, and we will undoubtedly send a message across the whole institute and make sure that it's up on our various media outlets as well. So please join us in congratulating Geraldine and congratulating all the colleagues that have supported and helped her grow as well as she's been here. Thanks.
So let me invite Oyo for the traditional Don't worry, you'll do it.
You see my outfit? You know what is happening? Sunday, Message David. Gor Mahia, AFC Leopards. All of you are invited. Come, but don't come with stones. You are not civilized. By that note, our traditional clap and appreciation for our only and our only. Do you know our only? You know, if you see me being like this, I'm saying, and all of you will be doing like this, okay? When I say thunder, and when I say thunder, you clap. Now, we start. Win,
hi everyone, my name is Isabel Limbuye. I'm here to remind you guys of one important thing. I've made an announcement sometimes back. It's about the Benevolent Fund. Before I give you the progress of how much you go, which I'll do later, I just wanted to inform you that most of us don't read the policies that we have, the manuals and stuff, and we remain in the dark, especially things related to HR. There's a time that a presentation was made about last respect. Before early this year, we used to have only the principal members who are covered by the Jubilee insurance for medical scheme. They will be the only people covered in case of death. That we all know, and the cover was 100,000, right? Are you aware that there are changes to that? Some of us are not aware, and you lose your spouse, you lose your child, and you end up not accessing what is actually, you know, rightfully yours. So I just want to remind you of there are some new policies. You could get them from HR. that say the principal owner is covered and the beneficiaries who are under the medical scheme. So this means your spouse and the children were registered. So more much details on the age and the amount, please go and check. But now you realize there's another component of us which has not been covered. And who are these? These are our parents, these are our brothers and sisters. In this world we live a day at a time and these things happen. They get us quite unprepared. And most of us, what we do is to circulate papers around. And it depends on the popularity sometimes to get the best help. Is that true?
No.
So you realize that as we are all colleagues, we all need that help. So the Benevolent Fund was a committee which was set up to save that fund. So once the first development that covered your spouse and children was done, we had to revise because now we are only narrowing it down to the other beneficiaries. So I'm going to, we had tried to get to know who would administer it and you know how much payout we will do. Do we go to the insurance companies? But we all analyzed it and we said, you know, things like if you go to an insurance company, you'll contribute, but at the end of the year, if you don't benefit, you lose it. You know, some of those arguments. So all that has been done. A presentation will be made on the pros and cons of, you know, having our own tailor-made system versus, you know, taking advantage of the insurance companies for the other beneficiaries that we have not covered in INRI. The major thing we need to know is how many staff are willing to be part of that group. Because if we make it compulsory, for example, it will be easy for the committee to just know, you know, we have 100 staff, so we have 100 members. So it will be easy to calculate the payout, how much do we give anyone in case of an incident. And it will also be easy to administer the fund because we'll be able to know, do we get utafiti, for example, to do it, do we administer it on our own, do we have it done at INRI, all those decisions. So I'm going to call upon a meeting, and this will be the first week of August, where I need guys to come and vote, whether you want it compulsory or whether you want it voluntary, so that we have a rough draft of the numbers, and then we'll move on, and we need this thing to be set up quite soon. Something else, we are appealing to staff. It's good, it's a custom that we've, it's a culture that we've made to take the papers round, but I've received complaints from some staff that it's a bit uncomfortable. I come from Bayonovet, for example, so if I lose my maybe stepbrother and my colleagues are contributing, you find there's a colleague who does not have money, but you feel compelled to give, even if you don't have, because your colleagues are doing it. So it does not become voluntary in that sense. Okay? So that's why I'm feeling it's kind of a burden to some people who are caught also off guard, but they feel like they need to fit in the society. But the truth is it's a burdensome experience or culture. And that's what we're trying to, you know, try to limit the papers going round. And now I'll call guys for a meeting and kindly come, let's build this welfare fund. It's going to only address the last respect. Once the fund will have been built up and it will be big, we'll also kind of address issues like sickness. You know, for example, the Vivian Award story, if we could have a strong fund that would have, you know, large, huge amounts of money, we'll use such a fund to sort it. But that would be in future, not now. So this, the main aim of the fund is last respect for now. So kindly be in the watch out. I'll be calling out for you guys to come to the JVC, and I hope to get full support on this. Thank you very much, and I'm wishing you guys a very good weekend.
Thank you. Any other announcement? Morning, everybody. I would like to introduce a PhD student from Cornell. Her name is Rachel Miller. She joined my lab this month, and she will stay till the end of the year. She won actually a competitive grant, which is a Borlaug fund, and they pay her to stay here in our lab. She will do some synthetic genomics in order to produce some mutants and test them, and we are very happy that she's here.
Good morning, everyone. As JJ just mentioned, I'm a grad student from the US, and back home I study food safety, so this is a bit of a transition for me, but I'm excited to learn many new things.
Welcome, Karibu. Yeah, any other? I think I'm seeing like there's no other announcement. I want to tell us truly, but not today. Please, tell your story. Good morning. 2011, we did a karaoke night, and I've been receiving emails why we have not done another one. So for tonight. There's a karaoke night. We have sponsors that have gone a mile to make it a success. If you read my email, I think there's a dinner for two at Sarvapa Mafic Lone Tree Restaurant, quite a very good restaurant, one of the best in Nairobi, to be won. A bottle of Scotch whiskey to be won, and a bottle of wine to be won. There's plenty more, and you're most welcome. It's 5 p.m. onwards at Ankara Club. But another announcement for next Friday. In the month of June, we lost one of our good colleagues, Dagi, we used to call him. And we have come up as a cutting edge to do a tribute for Dagi, which will be next Friday at Nkare. So it's going to be themed Lake Region Night. And those who've attended Luo Night and Luo Night before, it is a mix of the two. So come also next Friday and enjoy a true Western or Lake Region Night. It is going to be authentic Nyatiti, live Nyatiti, all the way from Siaya County. Thank you very much.
Thank you. So before we close, I want to tell us something about teamwork. When we replace I with we, even illness becomes wellness. Okay? Yeah, so working as a team is very important. Do you agree? As many as are of this opinion say we, and as many as of the contrary opinion say I. Okay. Do you have it? Enjoy your weekend. Thank you.
Where you are seems to be as far as any jealousy. I stretch out open heart to friends and let me start. I'll never leave you behind. I'll treat you unkind. I know you're strong. Oh,